as a one-eyed man with a right-eyed blind and deformed like a grape. Although believers will not be deceived, he will claim to be God, to hold the keys to heaven and hell, and will lead many astray. In fact, here's the amazing thing that people don't know about Islam, is that even in their own writings, their name for Jesus, Isa, they say that he will return from the fourth sky to kill Satan or the Dajjal. The blow of the trumpet will be sounded. The dead will return to life. And out of the land of the Queen of Sheba will come a fire that shall gather all to Mashar al-Kamal, or the gathering for the judgment. The dead will stand in a grand assembly awaiting a scroll detailing their righteous deeds, sinful acts, and ultimate judgment in the Quran 27:82. This sounds like 1 Thessalonians to me. So even in the Quran, the Muslims, the Islam believe that there's going to be a great day of judgment and that Jesus himself will be the one who will bring the way to pass the righteousness. John says, Jesus says through John, I tell you things before it come to pass, so that when it does come to pass, you might, what? Believe. This is prophecy. The reason God tells us things before they happen, so that way today in 2019, when you see things happen, you will believe. Because brothers and sisters, there's going to come a time when you're going to be deceived. And so today we're going to unveil a hidden knowledge in Scripture. Things that people don't read today. But we can no longer be deceived. We are going to pull back the haze and we're going to look at what the Bible has to say. Because all world religions have the same belief, but today we're going to make it crystal clear. We're going to clarify it through the Scriptures on what is to happen in the final days. Let all the inhabitants of the earth tremble, for the day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. Strong is the one who executes his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who can endure it? This is from Joel. The Bible predicts a cataclysmic world event. According to Acts chapter 1, verse 11, he says, Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who's been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. How many of you believe that Jesus came 2,000 years ago? Do you believe that he was resurrected? Here we see from the Bible that the way that Jesus left is the same way he's coming back. For the Lord himself, is Jesus going to send a proxy? No. The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Now, let me tell you something. When the Lord comes, if you have to hear about it on CNN News, it's not Jesus. If you have to open up the Arizona Republic or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal says, the Lord has finally made it to Jerusalem and he sits there, it's not Jesus. Unless you see him with your own eye coming out of the sky and you don't hear trumpets, if you don't see that, it's not Jesus. And let me tell you one thing. Unless you see the graves start to pop open, unless you see the dead starting to rise, it's not Jesus. Because Jesus is only going to come in one way. And so don't be deceived by the news. Don't be deceived by your senses. Rather, base your faith on the word of God. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. A lot of people like to put dates together. They like to predict when Jesus is going to come. It's happened throughout history. We don't know the day or the hour, but we will know when the time is near. What will be the signs of your coming at the end of the age, the disciples asked Jesus. What are the signs then? If we don't know the day or the hour, how will we know when you're near? Well, let me tell you, Jesus says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. In other words, God's people are going to go through a great tribulation. So don't be fooled by people who tell you that you're going to be raptured before that great persecution. Because Jesus himself tells us in Matthew that there's going to be a great tribulation. What are the signs to occur? They will occur in six areas. And over the past 200 years, we have always looked to obvious signs such as wars, famines, earthquakes, pestilences, and disasters. But I'm telling you today that there are more signs. I heard my dad talk about it. I heard my grandfather preach it. I've heard my family talk about it since I was born. And it's been preached over and over through the centuries. But I'm telling you right now, in 2019, we're beginning to see signs in areas that we've never seen before. You're going to first see signs in heavens, earth, and nature, followed by signs in mankind itself. There will be signs against God, and there will be signs against God's people. But most importantly, you know the time is near when you see signs among God's people. And finally, you will see signs of the imminent end. We're not there yet, but we're close. But I'm going to share these so that way you know when the time is close. Let's take a look at signs in the heaven, earth, and nature. First of all, Jesus says that there will be famines in diverse places. Here's some recent photos of Korea and Africa. We know about famines all over. We've seen the horrible stories. But look what came out in the National Institute of Health. Famines caused by war, supply chain inequities, politics, and climate changes are now more rampant today. So the United Nations officially declared 2018, the famine had returned to Africa with about 20 million people at risk of death from starvation in Nigeria, South Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia. And we look at that and we say, of course Africa would have famine. But I want to show you a map that was just printed last week. You see everything in the red? That's where famine's occurring. See everything in the yellow? That's where famine is beginning. This was a map that was from 2018 and it's gotten worse. The Bible says that famines will not be local, it will be everywhere. And if you look on this map here, it's practically half the world. So this is not an old story, this is something new. Not only that, God says that in the last days there will be pestilences. Now what is a pestilence? A pestilence is an epidemic, a pandemic caused by viruses, and it will happen in diverse places. Here's a book that just got printed, How We Can Learn from the Spanish Flu of 1918 and Prepare for What's Coming. Because the World Health Organization just 2 weeks ago released this notice that the world will face another influenza pandemic. The only thing we don't know is when it will hit and how severe it will be. But today, around the globe, defenses are only as effective as the weakest link in any country's health emergency preparedness plan. I had the privilege of sitting on a committee that is putting together the preparedness plan for the United States. And let me tell you something, we are not ready for a pandemic in the United States. It will wipe out millions of Americans, and it will wipe out millions around the world. This is a map that I just printed on February 16, 2019. Take a look at the red. This is where the current influenza is, and look at all the yellow. So if you think that we are immune from a pandemic, wake up. Wake up, because we are in the end times. And earthquakes will occur in many places. These are recent photos of Alaska. A research team of geologists analyzed every earthquake to occur since 1900 that was at a magnitude of 7 and above. They were looking for trends in the occurrence of large earthquakes. And here's what they found, something very interesting, that roughly every 32 years, there was an uptick, an increase in the number of significant earthquakes worldwide. This was an article that happened in 2017. Now, the question is why are earthquakes increasing every 32 years? The team noted that every 25 to 30 years, the Earth's rotation is beginning to slow down. So the reason why we're having more earthquakes, and God predicted it, is because the Earth's rotation is slowing down. This is happening on a global scale. And I'm telling you from the throne of God that we must be prepared. Because Jesus is coming again. Scientists cannot explain why the Earth's rotation is slowing. So great earthquakes will rise. The team noted that around every 25 to 30 years, this cycle of slowing is beginning to cause great earthquakes and great volcanoes. It's not just in the Ring of Fire along the Pacific Rim, but it's beginning to happen around the globe. Take a look at this map here. I just printed this one. In 1900, here's how many earthquakes we had. By 1950, look at where we are. By 1990, we were here. This is 2009. It's off the scale already. So in just a period of 100 years, we have seen an exponential increase in earthquakes. And Jesus already predicted it. So that way we know when it happens, we might what? Believe. The National Earthquake Information Center now locates about 20,000 earthquakes each year, or approximately 55 every day. If you don't believe it, check out the USGS.gov website. There is a map there of all the earthquakes that are occurring, and this is the one that I just took last week on March 29th. This is, look at this, okay, this is the magnitude. These are all the earthquakes that occurred last week around the globe. It's no longer here, folks. Friends, it's everywhere around the globe. We think about the San Andreas Fault in California. That is small in comparison to the earthquake that they're following in Wyoming. That is small in comparison to the potential earthquakes in China. So for the first time, we have the science to show what is happening around the globe. But it doesn't stop there. In the book of Daniel, God tells us, shut up the words and still the book, even to the time of the what? To the end. Because many shall run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. Now, I want you to see something here. How many of you believe that we have the ability of flying and moving faster than any other time in the history of mankind? You believe that? You see this? This is not a map of the brain. This is the transportation clusters of 3,200 airports and all the flights in one day. In other words, I can preach this sermon, I could be done by 1 o'clock, I can go to Phoenix Airport, and I can be in the Philippines in 18 hours and preach the same sermon. After I give that sermon, I can get back in the airport in Manila, and I can travel down to Australia and be there in 10 hours. For the first time, we have the ability of accessing the world. And God says that in the end times, knowledge will be increased, and many will run to and fro. But there will be signs in mankind. Evil mankind and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And this here is a map of 2019. Everything in the red is where there's conflict. Everything in the yellow is where there's a nation rising against another nation. This is a recent map of all the conflicts around the globe today. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Matthew 24. And in Mark, God says, brothers shall betray the brother to death, and the father shall betray the son to death. And children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Here is a September 28, 2018 article. Mothers are urged to kill their children due to disabilities. If you can't handle the disability, kill your child. Our country just passed the law that makes it okay to abort after birth. Where is our country going today? This is not a political message, but this is a message from God. And that is, the signs of mankind is saturating so much with evil that he can no longer allow it to continue. And he has to come, lest there's no one who be saved. They will have the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They will be led away with diverse lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. They will be mockers and blasphemers of God. God doesn't exist. God's not fixing our problems. God doesn't care. Where's God? And we blame God and we ask him, prove that you exist. He's already proven himself. But because we're so much filled with sin and we've been separated from God so much that we can no longer see God working in our life. We can't hear God's voice because we're waiting for big miracles without realizing that God is speaking to you in the quietness of your heart. Wake up and listen, because God is there. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their lust shall they gather teachers who satisfy their ears and turn truth to fables. There are many preachers out there who proclaim to preach God's word. There's one preacher, money, come to me. God, give me money. Is that what God is about, to provide you money? Don't be fooled in the last days just because you want to hear something and it's tickling your ears and your heart and makes you shed a tear because you're going to have salvation from an IRS audit. Don't believe that that's necessarily from God unless you see it in the Word of God. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and they shall deceive many. Matthew 24. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. These aren't my words. These are words of God. And these aren't just idle words. This is going to happen. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, it's happening. These are photos of four individuals that proclaim to be Jesus, even right now as I speak. In Russia, this individual has thousands of followers, and he's saying that he can do miracles. This individual in Brazil is claimed to be able to float on air. In Australia and Africa, all over the world, these false Christs are popping up. And I'm telling you, unless you see him with your own eye, unless you see the dead rise up, it's not Jesus. How is it that thousands are fooled by these? It's because they're not reading. It's because they're fooled because they're moved by their hearts rather than by the knowledge of God's word. And there will be signs against God. They will show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, that even the very elect would be able to be deceived. This is Chris Angel in New York. He's levitating a person. They can't explain it. But he's already said that he's already accessed powers of ancient Egypt. David Copperfield, in an interview, already said that he was able to conjure spirits at Caesar's palace because he discovered the truths of ancient Egypt. And I'm telling you that even the ancient Egyptians had a spiritual kind of apostasy that the priests were able to change a staff into a snake. They were able to change fresh water into blood. They were able to do the same things that Moses were able to do up to four times. Do you not believe that Satan himself can do miracles? But there will be signs against God's people. Take heed, for they shall deliver you up to councils, to synagogues. You shall all be beaten. You all shall be brought before rulers and kings. Why? Because you will be used as a testimony against them. That is their opportunity to decide, are they going to follow God or are they going to follow their own mankind wisdom? When they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither premeditate whatsoever you shall give. Speak, for it is not you that speak, it is what? The Holy Ghost, according to Mark. Here's the main thing I want to tell you, and this is that there will be signs among God's people. Look at this book, just got published. Indisputable evidence that Jesus is not coming back. We've been waiting for Jesus' coming for so long that writers today are beginning to scoff and doubt it. And it was prophesied, 2 Peter, there shall come in the last days scoffers, saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the very beginning of creation." You're telling me that Jesus is coming. Jesus hasn't come yet, so it must not be true. Friends, when you have people starting to doubt in this generation of youth that don't even believe in God, that don't even know that Jesus is the Son of God, and now they're saying, "Pastor, is Jesus really coming back? I don't think he's coming back." When the church of God starts to doubt the second coming of Christ, that is when Jesus is coming back. When you least expect it. "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare." Why then is God waiting so long? Why is God waiting so long to come? "For when they shall say peace and safety, sudden death and sudden destruction comes." You know, there's going to come a time when the world nations will say, "We have peace." And because we have this world peace, that is when you know that the sign of the end is coming. Why is Jesus not coming yet? "The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." So there's one sign that we're still waiting for, and that is the proclamation of the second coming. Here is the progress of the gospel by the people around the world, by gospel groups. So Methodists, Catholics, Baptists, Adventists, Presbyterians, Anglicans, they're all trying to get into areas that are proclaiming the gospel. And if you take a look at this, the red, unreached. Yellow, nominal. Green, established. According to the Joshua Project, they predict that the gospel message will reach the entire world in just 10 years. God says that when the gospel is preached in all the world, then the end will come. We know when the time is coming near. And I believe, friends, we are very near. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But this won't last forever. This is the reason God is waiting so long. He wants us all to come to repentance. What did Christ warn us? "So likewise, when you all shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." And what should be our response then? How many of you believe that the coming of Jesus is near? Now we have a response here. And I want to take you back to the time when Jesus was on the planet and he said, "I want you to be ready. Are you ready?" He also said, "I want you to be prepared. I want you to stand guard." Are you watching? Are you standing guard? Now, some of you who are here today visiting may have never heard this before, but this is your day. It's not by accident that this was talked about today or why you're here. I wasn't even going to talk about this subject, but this is what God placed. So here's your choice today to make a choice. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, there were two others with him, the thief on the left and the thief on the right. The thief on the left mocked God and said, "If you really God, save yourself and take us with you." And the thief on the right said, "What's the matter with you? Don't you know that this is God?" And he turned to Jesus and he said, "Lord, when you enter the kingdom, just remember me." And Jesus, he said to him, what? "I tell you today that you will be with me in paradise." Are you going to be a thief on the left who mocks God? Are you going to be the one on the right who says, "Lord, I know what you did for me. I don't deserve it. Just remember me." And Jesus, he will say to you, I will remember you. On that great day, are you ready to look up and say, this is our Lord? I'm going to ask my wife, Angela, to sing a song. And while she's singing, I want you to just bow your heads and with closed eyes, if you want to dedicate your life to the Lord and you want to be ready, I want to see your hand. Just raise them up without anyone looking. Lord, you've seen the hands. And at this time, I'm going to ask for the Holy Spirit to move you to make that commitment to him now.
The theme of the Bible is Jesus and how he died to save men. The plan of salvation assures us he's coming back again. Are you ready for Jesus to come? Are you faithful in all that you do? Have you stood for the right? Have others seen Jesus in you? Are you ready to stand in your place? Are you ready to look in his face? Jesus to come.